Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I always learned as a child, do not go out and forage for your own mushrooms.
No.
It was like just a flat out, you don't do it. I know people do it. I know like people go out for morels and they know what they're doing. I am one of those people who do not know what I'm doing. So I will not go out and look for morels, even though I know what they look like, because there are actually very poisonous ones that look fairly similar. In Australia... it's a place you think of, breathtaking landscapes, vast deserts, unique wildlife. One individual in Australia went out to the yard and wanted to help create a delicious dinner. And they picked a couple mushrooms. And I think I learned it on Rescue 911. That's why I learned not to eat mushrooms from the outside, because I think someone died in the episode. It was horrible.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It's not like you just die in your sleep. You die a horrible death because you've been poisoned.
Yeah, it's not like trippy mushrooms either. I'm sure those are out there too, but you're like really kind of taking a gamble of you're going to have a really good trip, you're going to have a horrible trip, you're going to die, or you're going to have a delicious dinner. All in the one little thing you forged out there, you don't really know what you're going to get. Aaron Patterson had a dinner party, took a dark turn that no one anticipated. She painstakingly prepared a beef Wellington, which is not an easy thing to prepare correctly.
Tell us what a beef Wellington is, yes, if you would, please, because you have a culinary degree.
I don't think I've ever prepared one, honestly. I've had one. It's good. It's a classic dish. It's one of those, if you look at old movies, like, oh, the beef Wellington, please.
Yes.
It's an English origin dish. It involves enveloping a tenderloin cut in a flaky puff pastry and then packing it with a blend of spices and mushrooms, typically mushrooms, thyme, shallots, and that's basically caked around the thing, and then there's a puff pastry around it, and you bake it and you cut it, and it should be, you know, nice and juicy and delicious.
So let me ask you this, yeah, from a cooking perspective, because I have my head stuck on food TV constantly. Mm-hmm. Do you cook the beef before at all, before you put the pastry around it, or do you just bake it and the whole thing cooks that way?
I think you bake it the whole way. Again, I have not made one. If I have, it's been a long time.
But okay. I wanted to know, because I'm suddenly kind of craving something like that for dinner.
You should go forage and then have it for dinner. So she served her culinary masterpiece. Guests are like, ooh, this is great. And then they started experiencing severe symptoms really were not good at all. It was not glasses clinking and laughter in the room. It was a scene of panic and distress. Gail and Don Patterson, Eric's ex-husband's relatives, along with Heather Wilkinson, fell gravely ill. Yes, the tragedy escalated rapidly as the three of them unfortunately lost their lives that night due to the beef Wellington and the mushroom. Two others, relatives by marriage to Aaron's ex-husband, became critically ill. Heather Wilkinson's spouse, Ian, was rushed to the Melbourne hospital and is now on a wait list for a liver transplant.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it may be quick to presume that the poisoning of this magnitude was intentional. A lot of people thinking that, especially given that the deceased were closely related to Aaron's ex-husband. The truth is probably a lot more complicated than that. What adds a layer of complexity to it is that Aaron, along with her children, consumed a different meal that evening, leaving them untouched by the deadly ordeal.
Uh-oh.
Seems a little odd, but I don't know necessarily that it was murder. I have kids here in my house that I'll make something, and it's a little bit too out there, and it's like, we're going to have mac and cheese. You're like, all right, whatever. It's not worth the argument.
Something just doesn't feel right about that. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess I get it, but who all didn't eat the food? Was it just the kids or
her and the kids?
Yeah. Well, why didn't she eat it? She made this really tremendous masterpiece, mm-hmm. and then didn't eat it.
Maybe she has an allergy to beef. I don't know. Maybe there's something there. Aaron expressed her sorrow. I can't believe that this happened. I am so sorry that they lost their lives. She expressed her voice filled in disbelief. I just can't fathom what happened. Later, Aaron admitted to having misled the authorities initially, yet she fervently reiterated her innocence. She said, I am now devastated to think that these mushrooms may have contributed to the illnesses suffered by my loved one. She further emphasized that she had no conceivable motive to harm those that she loved. But what could have turned a luxurious dish into a deadly weapon? Well, it's a variety of mushrooms that she used. I'm guessing she didn't know what they were called. It's called the death cap mushrooms.
Well, okay. You know, in today's world, I have an iPhone, and mm-hmm. I would imagine it's available for Android as well. There's an app called, I think it's Picture This or something.
I have a subscription.
Yeah, me too. And I'm always taking pictures of plants and things. And I imagine they've got one for mushrooms as well, maybe? You should be able to know what you're putting in your food.
I don't know that there is, because I think it's far too dangerous to put an app out there like that, because there are such small intricacies between one you can eat and one you can't. And then you're putting in the mix of human beings and poor decision making or poor, you know, studying up on what you should and shouldn't be eating. I think it'd be incredibly dangerous. I've tried that. I've tried taking pictures of mushrooms. I think it identifies, but it never tells you if it's edible. I think that just flat out says, do not eat wild mushrooms.
Interesting. Well, it makes sense. Yeah. And really, you can just go to the grocery store and pick up, you know, pretty much any kind of mushroom you want, except for the death cap mushroom.
Yeah, there are the death caps at Whole Foods. You got to get that over at the Fresh Market.
Yeah, exactly.
Consuming even a small amount can result in serious illness or death because of their hugely toxic properties. Such mushrooms resemble several edible varieties, and that's where the misidentifications come in. Skepticism around Erin's innocence has grown after it was discovered that her ex-husband, Simon, had previously fallen into a coma from a mysterious stomach illness. The illness was linked to a meal Erin had served him.
Doesn't this sound like is it the Corey Richens case that we're following?
Kind of does.
Yeah.
Erin remains a person of interest in the ongoing investigation. It's crucial to underscore the dangers associated with wild mushrooms. Foraging and consuming them without expert knowledge is a game of Russian roulette. I don't know enough about this case to really make a judgment. I mean, on the surface, it looks pretty damn suspicious. Or she could just be a complete idiot. and she likes to cook with shit she finds outside and throws caution to the wind. That really could be it, too. Without more evidence, I don't know. I mean, the fact that she was having a dinner party with friends of her ex and stuff, I would assume that it wasn't like a contentious dinner party. Like, it's probably a normal one, but they died.
Well, and there's a fabulous show on Apple TV called, I think it's After Party. And this story just totally reminds me of it. You'll have to look it up, but it's basically just a murder mystery is what this is. So I wonder if that's a kind of going on. And I saw too yesterday, I think that she had lied to police about something as well. Did.
I don't know exactly why. I think she lied about the mushrooms she didn't know that they could have been poisonous, I think is what the lie was. And then I think she realized later or didn't want to be looked at as a suspect for serving your party death cap mushrooms. Yeah.
Be careful what you eat, I guess.
It's Erin in the kitchen with the mushrooms.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.